How would you like to double or triple your investment money in just one day? This is Real Estate Makes Millionaires with Robert Annenberg, 35-year veteran real estate investor, builder, developer, landlord, and property manager. Stay tuned and find out how you can be a partner in lucrative properties with Robert and earn huge profits by doing so. Find out how to earn 15, 20, 30, 50, even 100% or more on your investment. And now, here's Robert Annenberg.
Hello, everybody out there in radio land, and welcome to Real Estate Makes Millionaires. And I'm Robert Louis Annenberg. How are you? 35-year veteran, builder, developer, investor, and pretty much just an old-fashioned real estate guy. That's pretty much all I am right now. Anyway, I thought I would talk about real estate for retirement on this show and kind of hone in on that only. And also talk about the four different types of income that you get from owning real estate. And I repeat, owning real estate, not buying and selling, but owning real estate. And also, let me back up, owning income-producing real estate, which is basically a fancy word for a rental property. To make a long story short, real estate for retirement is a vehicle that's been used for a long, long time, since the early days, but many retirees don't know it. Many retirees don't know that when they buy an annuity or when they put their money in the bank, they're using real estate for their retirement. The only thing is they're not benefiting from that. The banks are and the insurance companies are. What's happening is that people put money in the bank or people buy an annuity or some kind of fund they put their money in for retirement. Could be a pension or whatever, 401k, who knows. And the person behind that, the bank, the insurance company, they're taking that money and they're putting it to work in real estate. And why is that? Well, that's because there's security. They really don't want to take a risk of losing retirees' money in the stock market, which will most likely happen. If you look at many big fund performers, like, let's take Bill Ackman. I think his Pershing Square fund is down double digits this year, 2016. People who manage funds don't want to do that, and I think they're restricted and they can't do that. So they're pretty much restricted to real estate. But what they do is they lend it out to developers who build all these apartments that you see going up in 2016 all over the country. All those apartments are being funded by either some sort of pension money, private equity, insurance-backed, bank-backed, but that's the bottom line. The money is always protected by the real estate. And there's four kinds of income that come from owning real estate through retirement, and these incomes do not benefit the small guy who put his money away all his life, but they do benefit the property owner. And you can learn how to create your own real estate little hedge fund with just a couple of houses. And instead of letting the bank and the insurance companies get wealthy, which is what they do with your money, you can actually get wealthy. Give me a call and I'll show you how it's done. I'm at 201-289-2500. Again, that's 201-289-2500. And one more time, if you're driving, don't take your hands off the wheel. 201-289-2500. And I'm located here in South Florida. I'll show you how you can create your own small hedge fund and own and be a part of your own properties. Completely free of any management whatsoever. You don't even have to find the properties. And you can actually have value the day you invest, meaning your money's being invested in a $90,000 house, and you're investing half of that. So there's equity, real equity. Sometimes your money can literally double the day you come in to the deal. So back to real estate for retirement. You have, number one, rental income. Rental income is pretty good income. And of course, it's stable as long as you have a good tenant. And if a tenant doesn't pay, well, we all know what happens. They get evicted, whether it's commercial or residential. Then you have another kind of income. You have tax incentives from being an owner in a property. See, once you're an owner in a property and it's a little partnership, you get the same benefits as the other partners. Not so when your money's in the bank and they're using it for their real estate projects. And not so when you purchased an annuity and the insurance company's using those proceeds for their own real estate projects. They get the tax incentives. Then you get appreciation. That's the third benefit. We all know that history's shown over time properties go up in value. I mean, come on, that's what they do. The right properties, of course. So that's three kinds of income. And then you get the fourth kind of income, which is your capital gains when you sell it. So we have rental, we have capital gains, we have tax incentives for owning and managing property. They're called deductions. And then you have appreciation. You'll never get that buying and selling a house or two. You'll always pay tax right away on your property when you flip a house. You won't find too many house flippers that are very wealthy. You need to flip a lot of houses. Most of your real estate wealth is based on what people own, whether they own a shopping center, an apartment complex, a whole lot of houses. But wealth is from what you own. Once you don't own it anymore, it's not yours. It's money. And money's worth nothing. I think it's only worth 1% in the bank here, 2016. So what I'd like to do is show you how you can be a partner with me in properties I acquire. I get them all over the country. Anything we can get that makes sense, we look for value. We try to buy houses at 50 cents on the dollar. We go into small towns. We want to make sure we can rent them. You know, we don't buy the worst of the worst stuff, but we do buy houses that need a little work. We're able to go and fix them up and rent them out for a few years. Let me show you how it's done. I think you'll be surprised. You can actually sign up for a free webinar by just giving me a call at 201-289-2500. Let me throw it out again. That's 201-289-2500. And if you miss that, you can always go to my website. It's lifequestliving.com. LifeQuest. LIVING.com. Click on the real estate banner ad, fill out the form, and just take a seat and listen. So now that we got that out of the way, we all want to retire rich, don't we? I mean, you don't have to be born into wealth to have a good retirement, but you do have to plan for it. And buying a new car isn't going to contribute to your wealth or retirement. In fact, that will only be part of your demise. Renting an apartment is sure not going to contribute to your retirement or your wealth. Again, that's only going to contribute to your financial demise. You must own real estate. You must own hard assets, properties that can produce income, properties that will go up over time. And those type of assets, remember, the right kind of real estate, bought at the right price, and of course managed efficiently, those kind of hard assets have proven to never let down the owners and the controllers of those assets. And those people are the ones, again, that are the wealthy ones of the world. They're owning all the buildings and the shopping centers and the apartment complexes that all the common people who didn't plan don't own a piece of. Therefore, they're paying rent. You can either own property and have a comfortable retirement, or you're going to pay someone else who owns property and contribute to their retirement. That's just a fact of money. There's no other way. So give me a call, 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. And I'll show you how in just a few minutes real estate for retirement works. I'll show you how our professionally managed, value purchased, income producing properties are probably the greatest game in town. Because in order for you to find these good deals, I don't think you would be able to. Because if you were able to, you wouldn't be listening to this show. You would be very wealthy somewhere on your yacht or flying around in your jet because you would be doing it. And this is all we do. We are real estate investors, and we partner with private individuals who have capital to invest in our real estate properties, and you end up earning huge returns instead of just single-digit rates that maybe a lender would get. You're now a partner in the property, and you get the profits, you get the capital gains, the tax benefits, the appreciation, and the rental income. So you're getting all four things for being our partner in a property versus just one thing if you lent money. And, well, we all know what can happen in that scenario. Because if you're lending money on a real estate property, most likely you're going through some kind of broker who's charging the real estate investor a couple of points for setting up the loan and making maybe a small spread on the interest rate. Therefore, that broker may not have your best interest because he's looking for a commission. So no matter how you slice it, owning property and managing your own property is the way to go. The question is, how do you find these great deals? Most likely, you're not going to be able to. That's the reality. You can go to all the real estate seminars you want. I've seen people come in my office paying from $3,000 to $50,000 for a real estate seminar. And most of the real estate seminars are taught by people who don't even own any property. It's just astounding what I see in this world. Look what happened to Donald Trump University. Most of these guys are off the air. Carlton Sheets is no longer in business doing this game. So many of them are just gone because they really weren't ever in the real estate business. They were always 100% in the seminar business. And there's nothing wrong with education if it's a good education. But if you're not really practicing what you're preaching, what are you? You're basically a fraud. And the joke is really on them, because many of these real estate guys who sell courses and seminars who don't own any property, if they would have invested the time in doing real lucrative real estate deals, they'd be wealthy now because they would own property. They would have real estate rental property, bringing them rental income. Those properties would appreciate over time. They would get tax incentives and tax deductions, and then they would make a big capital gain when they sold, and they would also have a chance to reinvest that money tax-free if they knew how. So let's get back to the Real Estate for Retirement Foundation. Unless you're able to find these properties, and if you're working full-time, you're probably not going to be able to, we have a partnership. Let's not use the word product. We have what's called a partnership. It's called a professionally managed value purchased income producing property partnership. And that describes the root of what you're getting involved in. You're getting involved in a professionally managed property, managed by professionals. This is what we do. You don't have to get a phone call, nor will you get a phone call when a tenant goes bad, a toilet leaks, an oven catches on fire, refrigerator stops working, a roof leaks. We hear all that, and that's just part of the business. And to be honest, after 35 years, I've learned to accept it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Small price to pay, if you ask me, to end up very wealthy from owning lots of properties, having to send a man over to a house to do some repairs. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Value purchased, what's that mean? Well, you know, we don't go buy a $100,000 house for $100,000, put a tenant in it, get a mortgage, and then show a chart on the wall that shows what's going to happen in 10 years as the property increases in value and the mortgage gets paid down. I mean, that looks really good on a chart on the wall. But the reality is you're in what's called a no equity property. We buy properties that are 30, 40, 50% more than what we purchase them for. And how we get those deals, well, those are trade secrets, and we can't tell you all everything we know, right? The third thing is income producing. The property's producing income, and most of our properties don't have any mortgages. So that's the most exciting, and that's where the big monthly checks come in. Give me a call, 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. I'm Robert Annenberg. I've been doing this 35 years. I've seen it all and done almost it all, but not it all, but almost it all. I've bought properties all over the country. I've picked up houses that were worth 60 grand and got them for 20. Some of them only needed 5,000 in work. I've picked up houses with appraisals of over 100,000 and got them for 50. I've been able to get good tenants and properties who have stayed for years and years, who pay every single month, just like a AAA-rated corporation. They just go to the bank on the first, second, and third and make their deposits. Why? These are the this is the byproduct of what's called good management. You know, some person or investor, newbie, let's call it, could get a good deal maybe, and then they have four other things to contend with. Yeah, they got a good deal on a property. Maybe they bought a house for 50 cents on the dollar. But when it all comes down to it, they didn't do the other steps of the equation. Therefore, it's possible. They even lost money when they got out of the property because they weren't able to get the 80 or 90 cents on the dollar when it came time to exit the property. Not only that, the property sat vacant for a long time. The property had excessive repairs. There could be legal issues. The list goes on and on. So you need to be partners in what's called professionally managed, value purchased, income producing property. Let's repeat, professionally managed. That's number one. Number two, value purchased. That means, you know, getting it below what it's worth, and substantially, 30, 40, 50% below. And income producing. It's got to be a property that'll bring you a check every single month. The world's littered with people who did the reverse. They bought a property, it wasn't managed professionally. They bought a property with no value. And they bought a property with no income. I see it happening all the time in land or in vacant properties that they just were not able to get them up and running. You know, each property is a business. And the good about the business is it can be steady income every single month for years and years. But the bad is you can only make a limited amount of money each month with a rental property. It's not like selling hamburgers or having a shoe shine box out on the street or a lemonade stand or owning a bar or a restaurant where, you know, your gross revenues can fluctuate. You could have a great month in a business, in a clothing store, in some kind of storefront, and then you're going to have three or four really terrible months. Or you could have three or four great months and one bad one. Who knows? But no, in rental property, it's pretty predictable if you follow the 1-2-3 formula. The professionally managed means we're going to get a check every month, and it's going to be the same amount. Value purchased, again, we're getting the property way below market value. An income producing property, we are talking about properties that make money. Call me at 201-289-2500. 201-289-2500. For all you guys out there that like to gamble, you're into sports, you trade stocks, you know, the only thing you're going to get out of that, I call it the addiction. If you were to interview or just listen to stories of celebrities and wealthy people, because I collect these lists on my phone, who were addicted to cocaine or any kind of substance, they all are the same. They all are identical. There's nothing different. It's the same old story. The addiction, the drug addict, especially the cocaine guy, he starts off getting high off the drug. He liked it. It did something for him. Gave him a lift, made him feel good, brought him out of his shell, et cetera, et cetera. But years down the road, I saw an interview of the great guitar player I love, Joe Walsh, and he sums it up so good. He says, you know, it all ends the same way. It worked in the beginning, and then at the end, it all ended in misery and depression. And he said, I think it was the great Joe Walsh who said, you don't really need to be a coke addict or a drug addict, or you don't need to use drugs to write great songs. That was a myth that I guess was floating around in the, arena of musicians that, we're making all this great music because we're spaced out and on substances. And that's completely not true. Again, whether you're gambling in the stock market, you're going to be gambling. And you're going to become an addict of your behavior. And that's what happens to people who try to chase a dream. You're chasing a high of making quick money. Real estate's the complete opposite. You don't really see the money. So you're not chasing a quick burst of energy or a quick burst or a high of buying a car for $3,000, putting it on Craigslist, and 5 days later selling it for $5,000. I mean, that's a small high. It's a boost. Wow, look at this. I just turned $3,000 into $5,000. Real estate is the true real estate is so much like the story of the tortoise and the hare, because so many uneducated people are chasing the high of being able to buy and sell something or get rich quick. And that's how these seminars that travel around the country get people, because they're sitting in a room and they believe they've bought into the seminar. And they know nothing about real estate or the true mechanics. And I see it in doctors. I see it in lawyers that come to my office. I see it in teachers. I see it in all kind of people. Real estate makes millionaires. It doesn't make millionaires overnight. It makes millionaires and it makes billionaires. And if you'll look at the resumes of the wealthy real estate people, they're just getting younger and younger because for some reason, wealthy people, I believe, are smart people. And smart people want to hand their wealth down to the next generation. They want to teach them and train them. Look at the Trump family. Look how all the kids are involved in the real estate business. Well, look how Donald Trump was involved in his father's real estate business. You know, who wants to build wealth and throw it away? So the point I'm getting at is these wealthy people have access to bank money and lending institutions that the little guy who wants to buy a house or two does not have. And that's a fact. The banks aren't there for the little people, and they've never been. So with that said, we need to be our own bank. And if you want to plan on retiring rich, you need to be your own bank. And how do you do that? You own your own professionally managed, value-purchased, income-producing property. I'm at 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. And here's the third time for all you people driving, 201-289-2500. You can always go to my website and click on the real estate banner ad, sign up and get a webinar. That's called lifequestliving.com. L-I-F-E. Q-U-E-S-T, L-I-V-I-N-G, lifequestliving.com. Click on the real estate banner ad, fill out your name, your information, and come on to one of our online webinars. Listen, learn, and see how you can be a partner in professionally managed, value-purchased, income-producing property. I'll say it quicker. Professionally managed, value-purchased, income-producing property. One more time. Professionally managed, value-purchased, income-producing property. If you break it down, I call it the 1-2-3 knockout. Professionally managed, number one. Value-purchased, number two. Income-producing property. A property that has those elements, that's being professionally managed, that has value, and that's income-producing, should never let you down. And that's something that you can count on over the years to always be there. Imagine owning a house that you got involved in for $30,000 to $50,000. And say it's a house that I bought and you come in as my partner 50-50 and you put up the money and I'm managing it for us. And by the way, there's no management fee when you're a partner with me in a property. Watch what happens over time. On a typical $30,000 to $50,000 house that we buy, they usually rent from like $800 to $1,000 a month. So let's use the high side just to, because it's round numbers. $1,000 is easier to put in your head than $800. We have $1,000 a month coming in rent and no mortgage, but you just invested, let's say, $30,000. Let's take $100 off for taxes, and let's take $100 off for insurance, and let's just say there's $800 left. Let's knock off another $100 for miscellaneous repairs and maintenance. So there's $700 left. And let's say you're entitled to half of that rent. Okay, so you're only going to get $350 a month. If you go $350 times 12 in a perfect world, and you get paid every month, and remember, you're not collecting the rent, you don't even know the tenant, you are absentee. And let's say we hold this thing for 3 years. Yeah, you're bringing in around $4,000 a month or more, give or take. In 3 years, you've put $12,000 of your $30,000 investment back in your pocket. But what's happened to that property in 3 years? Let's say that property has gone up in value a little bit, not a lot. I don't know, 5%. So let's say that remember, we bought the property for $30,000, but let's say it's worth $60,000. So the appreciation is based on the 60, has nothing to do with what we pay. So we're already 50 cents to the dollar on our money the day we bought it. But let's look at what happens over 3 years. It's insane. You end up making over 100% return on your money, over 100%, without risk, because it's all backed by a property that you own. Here's why. We paid $30,000 for the property. You collect $350 a month rent, and there's no management whatsoever. That's $4,000 a year times 3 years. So let's just say we got $12,000 in rental income. Now, that $60,000 house has now gone up 5% a year for 3 years. So it's gone up 15%, and I'm on the radio, and I'm not good at math, so I know that 15% of 100,000 is 15 grand. So let's just add another 10,000. So our $60,000 house is worth 70. Okay, your half of 70,000 is 35,000. Plus the $10,000 you got in rent of to now put the two together, and you're at 100% return on your investment. Because when we sell the house, you get back your original investment of your $30,000, right? You've collected $10,000 in rent in 3 years, and half of the profit. The profit is a $70,000 property less a $30,000 investment. So there's a $40,000 profit. So you get half of 40. So you're getting $20,000 when we sell the property. And you've picked up 10 in rent. 20 and 10 is 30. Remember, you put up 30. I don't know what else to tell you, but that's 100% return in real estate in 3 years. That breaks down to 33% a year being an absentee owner. Call me at 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. And that, my friend, is how it's done.
To find out how you can partner with Robert Annenberg, call 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. And join us next week for Real Estate Makes Millionaires on Fox Sports 640 South Florida.